Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the former editor of the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Robertson. He'll be with us into the end of the next segment. Appreciate him spending so much time with us today. Then I'm going to get into the big environmental movement being funded by the neo-eugenicist, openly calling for massive reductions in human population. More big developments on that front, a bunch of other economic news, and we'll also take some calls in the last 30 minutes if we have time. Dr. Roberts, this is a short segment, so is the next one. I was there questioning your view on what's happening in China. I mean, I agree, from what I've studied, that it's certainly the short term by the CEOs adds to this frenzy and this, you know, eat, drink, and be merry, tomorrow we die, when the Chinese and the Japanese and others don't think like that. They think in decades and generations. But I'm going off what globalists and the CFR put out. And they talk about the U.S. losing power being good, and they talk about it being divided up and moving things to third world and how it helps them and all this spin. But you seem to think that it's all driven by the make money today attitude.
How do you put that together with the huge neoconservative Council on Foreign Relations push for American hegemony?
Well, I put it together with...
You can't simultaneously have the ruling class claiming hegemony over the world and destroying the basis of its hegemony.
How do they tie their shoelaces then? I mean, either they're super smart or they're complete morons.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's very little danger in them intentionally destroying their power base. Now, there's a great deal of danger in the fools doing it because they don't know the consequences of their actions.
So you think it's mega hubris, just insane in arrogance?
It's a drive for hegemony. The Romans had it. The British, some small part of the British, had it for a while, and it was enough to create the British Empire. The French Jacobins had a form of it, the French Revolution, leading to the Napoleonic Wars and the conquest of all of Europe. These types of hegemonic drives appear. And in the United States, their home is the neoconservative ideology. So I think that is, it's a danger. In fact, in my opinion, it's a greater danger than some kind of a one-world plot.
So regardless of what's driving and behind it, we're in deep trouble.
We're in trouble. We agree on that. And all I was explaining is that I think we can more easily address it if we see that it's the product of folly rather than, you know, very clever superhumans who are bringing about some long brewed plan of one world. So.
How do you see it playing out? We've got to break a minute and a half,
okay.
But we were already getting into that. How do you see it playing out then if the dollar continues to plunge? You think China is going to be okay because...
Alex, you have to remember that for the dollar to plunge, there has to be somewhere for people to go to get out of it. They have to be able to get out of it. And how bad do they want to get out of it? Are they willing to pay $1.50? For a euro? Are they willing to pay $2? Are they willing to pay $3 for a British pound? It may be that at some point those prices of those currencies become unbelievable. So it's not always easy to get out of the dollar, particularly since it's not a really good alternative. The euro itself, as I said, it doesn't really have a European state. And not only that, they also suffer from offshoring.
No, absolutely. Stay there, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Final segment with you. Appreciate all your time. I want to get into the two articles. You did one about the tasering and then now a new one dealing with police brutality. And I want to shift gears into that subject and get your historical perspective on that. We really appreciate him joining us today. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Want to know my little secret? I have rich, delicious chocolate as much as I want every single day, and I never feel bad about it. Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea gives you real natural cocoa without any fat or sugar. Even better, Cocoa Pure is made with nutrients that keep my heart healthy, my energy levels up, and my body looking great. I'm having smooth, tasty chocolate every single day, and it's helping me stay healthier than ever. You can give yourself the gift of health by calling for a bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. The only thing better than chocolate is healthy chocolate. Here's how you can get a bottle of delicious Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea.
For your risk-free bottle of Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea, call 1-800-894-3596. And if you call now, you can find out how to get a free bottle of Cocoa Pure with your order. Call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've kept Dr. Roberts into the second hour because we've been getting into the economics of the world, and we can debate about why they're doing it, their exact motivations, but we know they're globalists. We know they want one world government. We know they've got a lot of hubris, so we can debate all day why they're doing it. The fact is we know it is happening, but we were just talking, Dr. Roberts, and you were getting into hubris, and I saw a Haaretz article yesterday with a big Tel Aviv professor. I saw another article out of Israel with one of their Knessets saying, look, the U.S. is plunging, their dollar's falling, our neocon strategy has failed. And by the way, one of these guys was a neocon. He said, the world now totally hates us. We're going to be a banana republic. There were discussions about Sarkozy's a paper tiger. So Israel's even writing articles about, hey, we're in trouble. I think they're starting to realize things didn't go well on the Eastern Front, as you were just alluding to during the break. But the people inside the Knesset, the people inside, I think Downing Street's backed off a bit, aren't as arrogant. But right now in the White House, they're just more arrogant than ever. And you were talking about that psychology, Dr. Roberts.
Okay. You know, if you are the president and you're in the White House, and every time you walk by, people snap to attention, and the Secret Service is guarding you, and everybody's fawning all over you, and you lose your judgment. You become so full of self-importance and hubris that you think you're infallible and that you're invulnerable and all the rest. Now, you see, that doesn't happen to everybody. I don't think that happened to Ronald Reagan. And I don't think it happened to Jimmy Carter. But it certainly happened to George W. Bush. It appears to have happened to Richard Nixon and to LBJ. So if you're of a certain personality type, you lose all sense of proportion. And that's what we have with the guy there now.
Well, talk about Reagan, because he's just interesting. I mean, you knew him, and of course, you were in the government at that time. What was Ronald Reagan like behind the scenes?
Well, Reagan, you have to remember, Reagan was born before our time, and he grew up in a time that's gone, and it's hard for us to understand that and the people that it produced. And we try to understand him in our terms, and it doesn't really work. But Reagan didn't, he wasn't full of himself. But he was full of respect for the Constitution, for the office of the presidency, but not him as president. He never went into the Oval Office without a coat, without a suit and tie. It was just a sign of his respect that this office is America. It ain't me. And so those kind of people, I think, are gone. Most people today, if they get something, they want to flaunt it, you know, and associate it with them personally in some way.
Well, Bush just drips with arrogant hubris and snickering, you know.
Well, you have to understand, this was the no-good failure who never made good. Now he's president. I mean, you know, this is the guy who never could do anything right. I mean, not even his National Guard service. So, you know, his businesses. I mean, he's always being bailed out by his dad or some friends of his dad. And not only now is he president, but he's independent of his dad. You know, he doesn't listen to his father's advice or to his father's advisor's advice. All these people would have kept him out of this trouble. But so he wasn't fit to be in the office. But we were going to talk about police brutality.
Sure, we've got a few minutes. Let's get into the last two articles you've done.
Well, I don't. I mean,
you did one on the guy getting tasered, and then the other one. But just, I mean, any areas you want to discuss?
Well, in the one today, I discussed it in a general sense, and I say that the America's police brutality has become a pandemic, and I actually reference the selection of the most outrageous recent cases that you have up on Prison Planet, his videos. And what we've seen happen is that a police brutality has crossed the line between using excessive force against a resisting Rodney King, for example. I mean, he did resist. But it's crossed the line from using excessive force against people who resist to using it against people who don't resist. The elderly, women, students, even public officials. The other day, a city councilman in Indiana, I think it was pushed to the ground and beaten the head with a billy stick and hospitalized.
I interviewed him. They did attack him from behind.
Yeah.
And they admit they did. And then they charged him for them attacking him from behind.
Yeah. And that's another point I make. They always charge their victims, because that then provides an excuse for what they did. There's absolutely no way to hold these people accountable. Usually they get off, but they should be arrested. When a police officer assaults someone, that's assault. That is a crime. The police have no right to assault people. They're not allowed any more than you or I are allowed.
Dr. Roberts, according to the Founding Fathers, isn't it worse when someone in authority does something?
Isn't it what?
Isn't it, according to the Founding Fathers, worse when someone in authority does something because they did it in that office and there's that greater tyrannical danger?
Yes, of course, and it also discredits the office. So, but you see, today police attack Americans in university libraries. Remember the UCLA student who's tasered for no reason except that he's studying in the library and he didn't have his ID card.
And then he couldn't get up. They're shocking him seconds after they already shocked him. He can't get up. Well, they're saying, get up, and he can't get up.
I think he was actually walking out when they grabbed him and began tasering him.
Yes, sir, but then, the seconds after tasering, he can't get up because he's electrocuted.
Yeah, we know that this is unjustified brutality. And the question is, why is it going on? And it's everywhere. I mean, I mentioned a lot of the cases. And I think it's going on because the Bush administration has made it clear that it doesn't protect the Constitution or civil liberties. In fact, the main accomplishment of the Bush administration has been to attack the Constitution and destroy our civil liberties. So then why should local police respect them when they see the Attorney General of the United States, the President, the Vice President? They don't defend civil liberties, so the police feel they have an open court.
And as you know, Doctor, in Asia and in Africa, dictators are now attacking peaceful monks and yeah. and saying no free speech zones and doing this, saying, hey, America does it.
Yeah, well, we do it, and it's because the police attract people with authoritarian personalities. You know, the police don't attract nice, reasonable people. It attracts bullies, people who have authoritarian personalities, and they can't wait to use their authority. They want to use it. And so even if you're going to comply with them, they get kind of disappointed that you don't resist. They beat you up anyhow. And we also have the law and order conservatives who are always making apologies for police brutality. Always. Even in the case of the councilman who was beaten up that you interviewed, when the local TV put it on online, what did the public think? About 27% said, well, he got what he deserved. So there's always a minority of authoritarians in the population who protect the police.
But don't they understand in the end it's going to destroy the office and the name of the good cops? Because there are the types that get in to be bullied.
It
also
already has, Alex. You should see all the emails I have from policemen who've left the service because they said they can't take it. And they also say that the police are so corrupt that an honest cop is in danger if he's on the force because the corrupt ones can't stand him and they set him up. So it's already happened, and we are getting now essentially not only authoritarians but criminals who behave criminally in the police force. And then we have the law that the law and order conservatives passed that makes it a serious felony with a long prison sentence for assaulting a police officer. So what does it mean to assault the police officer? It doesn't mean you come up to a guy and knock him upside the head. It means if he's starting to beat your brains out with a billy club.
And you raise your hand to block, they charge.
And you defend yourself. Or if you disarm him, you take the, maybe you're Mike Tyson's or maybe you're a karate martial artist, and you take the nightstick away from him and say, no, if his backup hasn't already shot you dead, you'll be arrested for assaulting the police.
So well, I see the reports of, like, blind 94-year-old women getting beat up because the cop says get up and she can't hear him.
They beat up anybody. You know, just you may have it on your prison planet. Just the other day, there was a 70-year-old woman. They beat her up because she hadn't watered her lawn. So they beat up people all the time, but what you notice is the witnesses just stand there. They don't interfere. They don't do anything. And everybody says, oh, let the police handle it. When they were beating the councilman unconscious, the other city councilman just stood there.
Well, actually,
they could have ordered the police off. They stood there and said, and some stupid woman said, oh, let the police handle it. So people, Americans are so deferential now to authority that even the concept of self-defense or of stopping these types of brutal actions, they don't even have it. It's not even in their head.
Well, sir, I've already kept you 20 minutes over the time you had to leave. We got a three-minute break. I don't want to twist your arm. Do you want to talk about solutions of the police, or do you, or is this the end of the interview?
I think that we can we can let it go. Just remember, years ago, New York wanted to have civilian review boards.
Stay there. We got it. Hold on. Let me talk to you during the break.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson for Midas. September 26, 2007 gold, 731 50-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $754.29, $371.95 for half, $185.98 for quarter. That's $754.29, $371.95, and $185.98. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, I'm flattered. It's a story for LouRockwell.com, and he sourced PrisonPlanet.com's new police brutality epidemic section we built. Well, I appreciate that. Dr. Roberts is real sweet to me off air. He's always getting mad at me on air because he likes to make his points and he talks like an old turtle and takes his time. But I've always got these breaks up ahead of me. Well, he's a really good guy, and he knows about the one world government. He's talked about that on air. He knows they're doing that. He just can't believe they'd want to destroy the country, and he can't believe how sophisticated it is. But I'm sorry, I got David Rockefeller's own documents, Kissinger's, all of it. They talk about the instability. They talk about how the CEOs are running wild. They're below them. See, they're the capital above them. And yeah, what happens when there's nobody to buy the products from China? Well, they just sell to other people then. It's all about bringing down the U.S., blowing out the economy, consolidating everything. And you notice on every front they're doing whatever hurts Americans. And I want to be clear, every time we get into the police being out of control, and I'm sorry, a deaf and blind woman, 94, being beaten because the cop's so dumb he thinks she won't get up. It's illegal to taser or beat somebody because they won't get up or do what you say. See, that's now called resisting. And or taser somebody because they won't give a urine sample, or taser somebody because they've chained themselves to something. That's called torture, Bubba. Now, I know there are other people who join the police force, not because they're authoritarians, but because they were soldiers, and that's what they do now, or their daddy was a cop. I mean, take Bob Dacey's son. He's down in Houston. Nice guy, big guy, football player type. I've known him since he's a little kid. He's not a bad guy, and he's got a guard dog attitude or a sheepdog attitude. He wants to go out and go after bad guys. I mean, I had that instinct. I'm not a bully. I like beating bullies up, actually. There's nothing like a bully starting something they can't finish, and they're crying when you're done with them. Bullies always cry when you're done with them. You get them on the ground, start kicking them upside the head, they start begging. Or you start stomping their ribs in. I'm sorry, I'm getting off on a side issue. He's not a bad cop. I mean, he wants to be a guardian type, and he went to the big law enforcement school out in East Texas, Sam Houston State. And the whole thing was, we serve the United Nations, we serve the one world government. I mean, Bob brought in the textbook. They point blank said, constitutionalists are evil, guns are bad in the people's hands, we serve the new world order. I mean, it's just, and he was like, hey, Dad, look at this. He'd already knew all about it because we've been teaching him about it. He's not bad. I know all the cops aren't bad, but the system is bad. I mean, let me tell you something. When you're in New York at a park videotaping an interview and the cops run up and threaten to beat your head in, that's not right, folks. And Dr. Roberts had to go. He had a meeting he had to go to. He was already late, but he wanted to tell people that he remembered back in the 80s all the police brutality in New York, and William F. Buckley and all the fake conservatives were saying, oh, no, you can't second-guess the police. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. That happened in Rome's decline. You get different groups of the provincial police in Rome who get out of control and start running all the corruption and just become mob bosses. And it even became a problem for higher-ups. I mean, that's history. That's human nature. And, I mean, I had Austin cops a few months ago who were out protesting. Perry treasonously going to Istanbul in violation of federal law for a secret meeting, governmental meeting. Ended up being in the newspaper. They used to say it didn't exist. Dallas Morning News, Houston Chronicle, Austin American Statesman, News 8, KI. So how's that? Now at least it's public. And the cops walked up and said, we're going to arrest you if you don't leave. And I said, I don't need a permit. This isn't a free speech zone. That's all unconstitutional. And you know the state's been losing lawsuits over that officer. And he said, nevertheless, I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave. All on video. We haven't put that on the web yet because I got such big fish to fry. I'm not trying to make cops look bad. I just feel sorry for you, actually. I do. I'm not even trying to burn you. And then he walks over to the media and says, that's a lie. I didn't threaten to arrest anybody. Got you all on tape lying. I mean, you're not the New World Order. But you're certainly carrying out what they're doing, and that's why Dr. Roberts is talking about this. And he was personal friends with Ronald Reagan and father of Reaganomics, and at the White House every week, folks, this is not some liberal. I know cops think they're conservative and think they're Ronald Reaganites, and it's the opposite. It's the opposite. When you do that, I mean, cops get so mad when they pull me over, and I want to search your car, and I'm like, no. They get real mad. They go, look, man, it's America. Well, what do you got to hide? Nothing, buddy. It's a free country. I don't have the drugs your bosses ship in. Now go get a drug dog and let's spend 2 hours here. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRET ActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Call my name out your window when I'm leaving. I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouth. Understand, you're a man.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I will have time to hit a smattering of 3 or 4 top stories we haven't even gotten to yet. And to talk to Crystal, Chris, Anthony, and Cal. I'll take those 5 calls. All the time we're going to have, I'm going to hit a few other little issues here. Right now, I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor. eFoods Direct is the website. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group, the oldest continual operating portable foods company in the nation. The meals are 50% bigger than what the government says a meal is. So they're big meals. They're the highest quality. It's where I've chosen to get storable foods twice. They last more than 10 years when properly stored, but guaranteed to last 10 years. Give them a call and get a free brochure. give them a call and order a two-month supply. They've got those for each person, emergency supply, two boxes that are easily fit in the back of your trunk with room to spare. You should at least have the two-month emergency kit. They got a bunch of other great items. Just give them a call. They're wonderful folks. 1-800-409-5633. The criminals running our government have said they'll use food as a weapon. And if there's going to be a depression or a recession or whatever, for college kids, this is great. For police, it's great to have at your station. I mean, everybody should have storable food. You're nuts if you don't. 1-800-409-5633. Ant store food, squirrel store food. Grasshoppers don't, and they die when the winter comes. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com or check out their banners at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just absolutely fabulous folks. Let's go ahead now and go to Debbie Morrow for about 5 minutes, and I'm going right to your calls in the news. Hadn't had Debbie on in a while. Debbie, I guess about 6-7 years ago, they had the idea at New Millennium Concepts, who were the national distributors. Anybody who got them in the U.S., they were the national distributor for British Berkey. And they only sold to the camping supply places and the military and the missionaries and big groups in bulk. And they said, why don't we sell directly, this is about 8-9 years ago now, to the Patriot movement, to the people that are preparedness folks. And so basically you get a wholesale price. I mean, if I bought like 20 of these, I think I'd get them for like $20, $30 cheaper than what they're selling them to you for. Let me give you an idea. That's the type of discount you're getting. You're getting near wholesale. Okay? I mean, buying one of these would be $300, $199. Buying one that's $249 would be $350. That's the type of discounts you're getting going directly to them. And they also make the American Berkey that university studies have shown is a new standard. Electron microscopes can find nothing. That's what we use in the office, use at my home, you know, because the kids like to go, and at night they don't want to go to the kitchen to get water. We got one in the bathroom with a cup. That's what they drink out of in the bathroom. And we got two of them in the house, at the office. They're everywhere. And it's what I believe in, and they're super discounted for Alex Jones listeners. You get a free gift, a sports bottle that's a filter, doesn't purify it, but cleans it, makes it safe to drink. The Berkeys are purifiers. The big ones, potassium iodate, sheltering in place DVDs, prudent places DVD, free gifts. That's what you get for being our listeners when you give Debbie a call. Debbie, it's good to have you on with us.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on, and thank you. New Millennium is also the global sponsor, because I couldn't do it if it wasn't for them, of our 6 hours a day global outreach with WWCR, the biggest and best shortwave channel in the world.
Well, and we really love sponsoring you, Alex, and we believe in what you're doing there, and we appreciate all of your listeners who, you know, are working so hard to, you know, work on keeping America free and keeping their own free choice. And that's what we at Berkey Water are all about, is free choice. And one way that you can be, you know, sure that you're getting your good drinking water is to make your own.
Well, I totally agree with you, and I was just here during the break, while you were talking, I was reading the headline on PrisonPlanet.com, where all these elitists, all these children's cartoons, all these programs are saying, we're a virus, we've got to kill off the humans, humans are bad, we know the government's run by eugenicists, why would we trust them to drink the fluoride, the arsenic, the lead, the mercury, the dead bacteria that are in the water? You see, the water only kills those. The fluoride and well the fluoride doesn't do that. The chlorine only kills those bacteria. Why then do we still drink them? I mean, again, that's why bladder cancer and kidney cancer and urethra cancer is all off the charts now. There's thousands of things in the water. I believe passionately in these products, ladies and gentlemen. Again, they're sponsors of the show. It's a discounted price. They've got the highest quality American and British. Lexan, stainless steel, whatever you want. It's discounted. And it's a great deal, and it stops them from being able to hit you with their main system of poison. Now, before you were ever a sponsor 5-6 years ago, I bought from you guys shower filters. And then just a year ago, I thought, I've had this for 3 years. I'm supposed to replace this. Even I forget, and I got new ones from you. Your elements are about 3 times the size of some I bought before I had you guys as sponsors at Home Depot. Why are the elements? What's the difference in the shower filters you sell and what's at Home Depot?
Well, you know, I don't know what's at Home Depot so much, but our shower filters are really, really fantastic. The media that's inside the shower filters will actually reduce the chlorine up to 95%, but it turns the chlorine into like an inert product and makes it go away down the drain. Now, they don't touch fluoride. Unfortunately, there isn't any product out there that we're aware of in a shower filter that will touch, you know, the fluoride. The filter is really easy to install. You don't have to change out any plumbing normally. Sometimes you might need to use a little pliers thing to loosen up your shower head or some little tape, you know, water tape. But, I mean, it's really great. And the KDF media that's in them works kind of like a catalytic converter does in your automobile, you know. It keeps you from getting all of that.
And even if you take a bath, even if you take a bath, all you do is run the hose up, you know, put
right
that type of attachment on it, you know, that's got the hose sprayer, and then you just fill the tub up that way. If you love your children, folks, they're inhaling all the trihalomethanes and toxins that are in the water. They're breathing all of this garbage. Believe me, I use it. Believe me, I looked into it. Don't let them drink the poison water. Don't let them breathe it. Your skin's the biggest organ. It also absorbs it. If you care about your family, you better start using these now. 888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. Give her a call. 888-803-4438. Or go to InfoWars.com with a secure online shopping cart. The orders come in every day. We fax them over to Debbie. She ships them out to you. She gives them to their shipping department at the warehouse. Again, InfoWars.com, secure online shopping cart in the video and bookstore. Right there at InfoWars.com or 888-803-4438. In the comment section, tell us what free gift you want. Same thing at BerkeyWater.com. Exact same place. Order from them. Exact same prices. Exact same products. Do you still have those little $35 value LED flashlights you're throwing in as free gifts?
We do. If somebody wants the flashlight, they can get that, or they can get the Berkey Sport bottles or potassium iodate. And the one thing, Alex, I really want to talk to everybody about, don't wait for the holiday rush because we're already in it. I mean, we're at the end of summer, and the calls are coming in just furiously. And if people want to get these for whatever reason, holiday presents, whatever reason, you've been sitting around thinking about getting one, I'm telling you, get your orders in because it is taking us a little bit longer to get shipping out now because we're getting busier and busier.
888-803-4438, BerkeyWater.com, InfoWars.com. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Alex. Y'all have a great day, and love you guys.
You bet. And, folks, if you aren't going to buy water filters from them who are sponsors at lower prices, highest quality, fine, don't. Just get a high-quality filter. And I'm going to tell you, a $50 charcoal filter takes out some of the dead bacteria and a little bit of chlorine bound to them. It does not cut out the fluoride. It does not cut out the arsenic. It does not cut out the lead. It does nothing. And if you've got a 2-3-year-old cheap filter, even expensive one, hooked up to your sink, it's more poisonous. Let me explain. It builds up, and then when it starts breaking down, you get masses of it. Replace old filters. I care about my listeners. I get off on helping people. That's just how I operate. That's why I feel good about myself. Life is just too good. Oh, I just love it. You see, I'm not one of these decadent yuppies that's unhappy, folks. I'm telling you, you can be happy, too. Start trying to be a good guy. But that doesn't mean have your energies misdirected into evil. Because if you're doing evil, even if you think it's good, you're not going to get that same feeling. I'm telling you, it's a spiritual thing. You got to be helping people. And when you help others, it helps you. See, you help yourself, and it helps the show. I'm telling you, get the Berkeys. 888-803-4438. I'm out of control. All right, who's up first here? I'm going to go to your calls right now. Who's up first? Crystal in Missouri. Crystal in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm, you know, Independence is Germantown. I don't know if you've been there. But what's the topic? Anything I can say, right?
Pardon me. I'm going to be frank with you. Maybe I'm dumb. I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Well, the topic, you know, say anything you want. Ask any questions today.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Well, way back, you know, when we adopted Hawaii, you know, they didn't tell us about that, and we didn't have to say so, and I think late night
radio, they're saying that the Mexicans are merging over, and I believe that'll happen. Do you agree with that?
Yes, just like Hawaii, they went and killed the Queen's Guard and put her at gunpoint and took it. The globalists are using the illegal aliens, and they say this, to create the North American Union and overrun the U.S. where it's no longer the U.S.
Yep, I think that'll happen.
No, that's publicly stated by the CFR, yes.
Because there's already a third here, and of course that's been going on for 30 years. But why do they keep talking about the electrical wiring under and building the bridges and building the wall higher? It's just another part of the religion lies or something that the government's trying to tell us, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure about that, but, your first topic later was about the, they pull us over, they pull us over because they can make money off us. I don't believe they pull over the immigrants for the same reason.
Well, no, I mean, the police admit, I've had Austin cops tell me, and there's been good sheriffs on the news that say, look, I arrest carloads of illegal aliens, they'll even have marijuana on them, and the citizen we charge, we're just told release them, and the feds say we're not picking them up. And I've been to court watching where the illegal aliens in Austin get a $50 fine for no driver's license, if they even get ticketed,
yep.
And citizens get the book thrown at them.
Absolutely, in the same way with the marches. They got them all at one time, all they got to do is process them and go through them real easy right there, right?
Yeah, the government's totally criminal and lawless. Thanks for the call. Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, thanks, Alex. I was in a few weeks ago in southern Tennessee down there in the Lewis County area, which is a pretty impoverished area. And the newspaper they have in their county is that they're this massive drug war they're doing with the feds. And I'm like, my gosh, here we go. This
yeah, that's
everywhere.
It. Everybody's poor. A bunch of people are drug addicts robbing people to get money because they make the drugs illegal, jacks up the price, so people steal to get them instead of giving them treatment, which in Europe's made it go down by 40%. Again, they put up billboards all over Europe 20 years ago saying, don't smoke, smoking went up. They went in with the DARE program, and it showed statistically it made kids get on drugs. They'd pass out all the types of drugs, making them think about the drugs. They did suicide education starting 20 years ago. Suicide exponentially increased because now 12-year-old girls were thinking about how to choke themselves because they were shown. Again, these are scientific studies. The cops that are doing the DARE program think they're helping. They don't know diabolical government psychiatrists came up with it.
Yeah, there's no county territorial anything anymore. They just let them all in. They're all going to have one big police state. And there's a couple of deputies I know down there. They're good guys. And it's time to educate them because I'm going back down in a couple of weeks and I'm taking several cops to Terror Storm. I'm handing them out. It's time to wake these people up.
Well, the key is we need to stop thinking drugs are cool. Anybody you know using drugs needs to be shunned. Drugs are not cool. It's what pathetic losers do. They destroy your life. And there's nothing gangland or stylish about it. People, get off drugs. You want to beat the New World Order? Don't use their Ritalin, their Prozac. Don't use their Mota. Don't use their cocaine. Don't use their heroin. Don't use their ecstasy. Don't use any of it. Do not use the enemy's drugs ever. And if you tell your children, oh, you're too young to use that, or that's too cool, or you let them watch Hollywood that makes it cool, they're going to use it. You explain to them it's an enemy substance put out to get them ensnared. You may have mice in your backyard, even if they aren't in your house. Go set a mousetrap up and show your child, this is drugs, this cheese. This is an analogy. This mouse you're going to see in here tomorrow morning is just like you when you use drugs. They put it out for you to come eat the cheese, and then they snap the trap on your head. Dress nice. Be focused. Don't talk. Don't hang out with the bad kids. Don't get in trouble. This is a prison grid meant to get us all into the system. Stay absolutely focused and straight, and they're still going to come after you.
That's exactly right. And I just, like I said, I'm going to take action down. They're good guys, but they're going to be brainwashed really bad. And listen, we take action. We the people. Folks, don't stand and do something. And I'm doing it.
Absolutely. You keep it up, Chris. Let's talk to Anthony in Minnesota. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good,
thanks
sir.
For having me on.
Thanks for calling.
Not too bad. Hey, I just wanted to let people know, get these armchair internet quarterbacks out that sit around and just watch videos all day. You need to get out and do some action. And, I mean, when we got on Geraldo's show out there in New York as a prime example, well, I mean, you only need one or two people. Just get out there. Confront your congressmen, confront your senators, and we had John Conyers came to Minneapolis, and he flat out told us that he didn't care what we thought or what we wanted, and just to keep on these people. And
well, we're in dark days. They're getting ready to start World War III. They are intentionally, I mean, they knew the policies would do this, killing the dollar, killing the nation. That's going to hurt every cop and every military man out there. They're trying to ban many police and veterans from owning guns. Again, people who think you're part of the system, you're not. You're there to be used up. And their fraudulent electronic voting machines are in over a third of the country now. I mean, we're in a life and death battle for this republic.
We are. It's like you say, I mean, it's terminal velocity. And like you said earlier, I mean, it's basically like they're on the one-yard line getting ready to score. And if people don't get up and rise up and do something about it, they've already won.
Exactly, but there's always another game. It just means we go deeper into the tyranny. It's going to get that much worse. It just means that we have to go in another circle. We have to get deeper into Hades before folks wake up. And yeah, they're on the one-yard line of going into a deeper circle, to use Dante's analogy. I'd say we're about circle number three. Get ready for circle number four. They plan to take us to number nine.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one old song.
Take a few final calls from Cal and others here right now. I meant to get into every day. I meant to get to the PrisonPlanet.com live questions for the forum. I printed off like 100 of them. this morning. And I want to get into all these. Maybe I should just spend an hour tomorrow trying to answer questions from the PrisonPlanet.com forum. It's a great place. We get a lot of news, tips, and info there. If you're not a member, go sign up, folks. It's free. PrisonPlanet.com forum right at the top. I want to thank all the folks that are in there and the fine work they do and the great job that our moderators are doing, not letting the stalkers completely take it over, as many other forums allow. My new documentary is coming out. You'll be able, in about a week, to start pre-orders. Around October 1st or so, we're going to put it up there. We can pre-order it. And then it'll ship out the last week of October. So you'll get it around November 1st. But that way, if your pre-order's in for Endgame, it'll already be packaged. It'll already be, they're on their way here right now, thousands of them on a crate from the manufacturer. They'll be packaged. They'll be ready to ship out to you. But you can't pre-order it yet. And PrisonPlanet.tv, it'll be available October 26th. October 26th. Before you can even get the DVD. It's going to be up on PrisonPlanet.tv in super high quality. And if you want to see how quality PrisonPlanet.tv is, go to the article, If Humans Are Viruses, Then What Is the Endgame? And in that, Paul has YouTube clips to the two new trailers for Endgame we put out today. You saw the one a few weeks ago. It's almost got 100,000 views. The new ones are out today. But then you can also click on a link and see members' quality that you'll be able to see Endgame in the three different bandwidth qualities we have. And, I mean, it's like the highest quality looks like DVD, folks. It's ridiculously good. So that's what PrisonPlanet.tv members are going to get. And you can burn copies of them, folks, and get them out to people. So that's the whole goal here. I want this thing to explode. So please go get our article, If Humans Are Viruses and What Is the Endgame. It's got all this new information, and the globalists basically openly admitting it in the article with the two new trailers in it at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Again, If Humans Are the Virus, What Is the Endgame? Top story, PrisonPlanet.com. There's another article Paul did that's very important. Gun bill rewrites law to disarm more Americans. And it gets into this incredible new gun law. People need to know about that as well. Let's go ahead and go to one more caller. Cal in San Francisco, go ahead.
Hey there, Alex. Tomorrow they're going to vote on the hate crimes bill 2067. It really abridges the freedom of speech.
And they're attacking everything, aren't they?
What's that?
They're attacking everything.
They're attacking everything, but tomorrow they're voting on it, and we have a couple hours left to call your senator today and demand a no vote. And if they ask them how they're voting, if it's yes, ask them how they feel they could, you know, get rid of the Article 1 of the Constitution. But there's two phone numbers you could call to call your senator. All you do is you call. You say, I'd like to speak to my representative. They ask you what state you're from, and they will put you through. The two numbers are 1-877-851-6437. That's 877-851-6437. Or you can call 202-225-3121.
All right, we're out of time. I appreciate it. Anything else?
That's it. Just wanted to get the word out. Call today because they're only there for a couple more hours.
I hear you. Thank you, Cal from Cal. And while you're at it, you tell them no to the Veteran and Police Disarmament Bill. And that's what it does. ADD, post-traumatic stress, any other designation, no more peace officer certificate. No more law enforcement certificate, no more instant check, no more guns. It's in the bill, and they're moving hard, they're moving fast against us right now. By the way, if you missed the first hour, a lot of key info on population reduction. It's starting over at InfoWars.com right now.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.